Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, guys?
Well, since everyone endured my really bad joke last week, I think I'll just skip it this week.
Okay.
And we'll just, really? Thank you.
Well, I figured I tortured you enough over the weekend. And we're going to talk about something on today's show. We're going to talk a little bit about noticing how something different might be occurring with your 401k statements. And if you're looking to retire soon, Gary, what kind of suggestions do you have?
Well, the first thing I'd tell people is actually look at your 401k statements. You know, it's amazing. People come into our office, and when they come in for a strategy review or we're helping them look at where they've been saving their money, it's amazing how many people walk in with their statements, and they're neatly folded. Doesn't look like they've ever had any hands on them when they come in. Sometimes they haven't even opened the envelopes. I think that's because in the last decade, we have really kind of gotten spoiled. Interest rates have been low. Inflation has been low. Things have been rocking along pretty evenly. But COVID changed all that. So now, and that doesn't mean that people weren't looking at their statements before. They probably weren't looking that much. But you really need to look at those statements.
Another reason, I think, is because it can be intimidating. It can be a little scary to us. We don't really know what we're looking at.
Usually there's about 14 pages to a statement back and front. They list different things with different symbols. For a lot of people, they can't even figure out what their fees are in some of their statements because some of those fees aren't spelled out as a fee. They're within the value of what's going on in different things that you may have decided to put your money in. So yeah, a statement can be very intimidating, very confusing, but today, especially with inflation still raging, with our taxes possibly going up in a few years, you really need to look at those statements because your statement is a statement of how much you've saved and whether it's growing or whether it's not growing.
Better yet, we could bring it to you and have you look at it.
Exactly. That when we sit down with a client for the first meeting, we ask them to bring their statements because until we really get to know where you've been putting your money, we can't give you the kind of suggestions that you expect. Everybody has questions when they come in to see us. Where should I put my money? Where is my money safe? What can I do to lower my taxes? What can I do to make sure that I've got money left over, either for my spouse, my partner, or if you're lucky enough to want to be able to leave money to heirs, beneficiaries, as a legacy. So it's important that you know where you are. We've said this many times on the show, know where you are so that you can figure out where you want to get to.
And we offer a complimentary consultation or strategy session for just that purpose.
Exactly.
For just that reason, our radio program listeners can pick up the phone and call, even if it's on the weekend. Write this number down or leave a message for Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, we say strategy sessions. A lot of people will tell you to come in for a review. Well, a review is a nice thing, but a review is looking in the past. That's what your tax accountant does when they look at your tax return for the previous year. So we will look at your statements that you bring in to show us where you were last year, maybe where you were or have been over the past few years. But then we want to look forward, and that's why we refer what we do as a strategy session, because we want to get you the right strategy so that your money can grow, so that when you decide to pull that golden chain and live retirement your way, you'll know how much money you're going to have.
And Gary, as we're talking about 401ks and some of the statements, if you're thinking about retiring, you know, sometimes it's also a good starting point to talk to your HR department and see if you're thinking about leaving, if it's going to cost you a little more so that you can adjust if you leave earlier than planned. And it's definitely a conversation to have, because some 401ks and some pensions are structured a little bit differently. If you wait until a certain date, you get a little bit more. If you leave, you might get a little bit less.
Well, a 401k is a savings plan for people that happen to work for a large company. You know, you can call it a 401k, you can call it an IRA. An IRA is an individual retirement plan, and it's structured very much like a 401k. You're putting money in tax-deferred to let it grow tax-deferred, so that when you take it out in the future, number one, it will have grown, and then you'll pay the taxes on it. So here's something I tell people when they come in. It's a great idea to put as much as you can afford into some sort of retirement plan. Like Benjamin Franklin said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I know that sounds like such an old phrase, but you know, it's just basic common sense. Put some of your money in a tax-deferred plan, because that is going to lower your taxable income the year that you make the contribution. It is going to let it grow tax-free. But remember, it is a tax-deferred plan. That means you're going to pay whatever tax rate you're paying when you retire on the money that you put in. So when you look at that statement, I tell folks, always look at it with the eye of saying, well, how much of this statement does my partner get? And you may be thinking, what do you mean my partner? It's an individual retirement plan. Well, if you're putting your money in a tax-deferred retirement plan, then your partner is the IRS. And the IRS can take whatever portion that their tax rate is when you start taking it out. So here's a tip. If you have a 401k and you have a company match, try to at least put in as much as the company will match. Over and above that, start thinking about whether you should be putting more in a tax-deferred plan, or maybe a plan that gives you a different tax status. You know, there are plans that we show people where you can put money in after you've paid the tax on it, and it's called non-qualified money, and the only tax you'll owe when you take it out is a tax on the gain. So there's different places to put your money. Even things like life insurance. When you're young, you may think, oh, I never want to buy life insurance. Well, there are things you can do with a properly structured life insurance policy that can give you the ability to pull cash out of that later on, totally tax-free. Those are the things that you need to think about when you think about putting things in more than one basket. And it's just good common sense financial planning. There's no magic about it. There's no special computer program. You just have to think carefully and say, okay, how much tax do I want to pay when I retire?
Or we can pick up the phone and call a professional to get assistance. By calling Relax and Retire Financial Services with Gary Garner and Vicki Miller, a complimentary strategy session or portfolio review and a look ahead, see what you might be able to do differently.
Yes.
625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And when we talk about taxes and the place to put money for different tax consequences, we don't give tax advice. You know, we have tax accountants, we have CPAs that we partner with, and when we have a question about a specific part of your retirement plan, we get with either your CPA or one of our CPAs to make sure that the tax advice you're getting is from a tax professional, because we're not tax accountants. We do get questions about taxes all the time, and we're happy to research that for you. But if we can't answer it, we're going to rely on our strategic partners, or we're going to say, hey, go to your tax accountant. We just had a client call us this week, and they said, hey, we're getting a large inheritance from one of our parents, and we want to know if it's taxable. Well, the answer to that is it depends. Depends on where the money is coming from, how your parents put that money up. You know, people ask us in a, like in a 401k or an IRA, when you reach a certain age, you're required to take a certain amount of money out of that 401k or IRA. Let me just say IRA for a minute here just to keep it quick. If you inherit an IRA from a person who is required to take their required minimum distributions, you're going to have to continue taking those distributions out even though you may not be old enough to be affected by required minimum distributions. I don't want to get too far into that, but here that's one of the parts about putting money in a tax-deferred plan. At some point, when you reach 72, the IRS is going to require you to start taking some of that money out and paying them the taxes that are due. So it's just when you sit down and think about where you want to put your money first, think about how much taxes you want to give to the IRS, because if depending on whether you've put it in a tax deferred or tax exempt, that money, just because it says, maybe it says you have $100,000 in your IRA, well, if it's all tax deferred, that dollar figure is correct, but that's not all yours.
That's right, Gary. And I want to go back to something that you said earlier on in the show. You were talking about interest rates. And I think, you know, we alluded to this in a previous show about how the interest rate has definitely increased and how inflation is just almost off the charts. I think at one point the latest hike was 0.75%. And, we definitely are in some crucial times right now. But as the feds continue to raise the interest rates to try to control inflation, you know, what are your thoughts on if it'll work or not? What are some of the effects on if they're going to try to maintain the inflation rate or lower it back down? What kind of things do you think they may do?
Well, they're definitely raising inflation rates to slow spending and to tighten credit. Because inflation, you know, inflation is brought about by a lot of money chasing a shortage of goods. That's one of the consequences of COVID. And we talked about this 2 years ago on our show that, you know, just because the government was giving out stimulus checks and just because the vaccines were being rolled out, we were going to feel the effects of COVID for a long, long time. Businesses were shut down. Manufacturing was shut down. So that meant not as many goods and services could be provided, but the government, and rightly so, was pumping trillions of dollars into the hands of Americans so that they could pay their bills. Untaxed money, by the way. So the government was building a whole bunch of debt, and how does the government pay their debt? How do they pay the interest on the national debt? They pay it through taxes they collect from us. But inflation is a horrible thing. We have not had the rates of inflation that we're having now for decades, and we cannot sustain that. If we have, imagine this, you got $100 in your hand, and somebody walks in and says, give me eight. How much do you have? You have $92. That's the rate, that's the effect that we're feeling with inflation right now. Right now, it was quoted a couple weeks ago or so, but 8.3%. We hope that's going to be down by the end of the year, because you just cannot, you cannot sustain those types of inflationary numbers and survive. Imagine 8% for 3 years. That's a quarter of everything you've saved.
That's why it's so important for our radio program listeners to pick up the phone and call you, Gary and Vicki, with Retirement Your Way to talk about their retirement and the future. Simply call for a complimentary strategy session. Even if you're listening on the weekend, leave a message or write these numbers down. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And did you ask me how do you deal with inflation? Well, one way would be to have a guaranteed increase in the amount of money that you have for retirement every year. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's say I could come to you and say, hey, guess what? You got $100 this year that you can start taking out of when you start taking income out for retirement. Well, what if I could say, hey, this year you're going to have 100. I'll guarantee you next year it'll be 107. Year after that, I guarantee it'll be 114. Year after that, I guarantee it'll be 121. A 7% increase every year in the dollar figure that you have to access for retirement funds. I can actually show you how to do that with strategies that we use with clients every day. Now, that doesn't make inflation go away, but it does take one thing out of the equation. When you put money in any type of a market investment, if the market goes up by 10%, you probably have a 10% increase. But when the market goes down by 10%, you probably have a 10% decrease. What if I could show you a way where when the market's up 10 or 20%, you participate in all or some of those gains, but when the market takes a 20% drop, you participate in none of those losses. So when the market's up, you gain. When the market's down, you lose nothing. It's like sitting down at a blackjack table, and every time you win, the dealer pays you, but when the dealer wins, you don't give him any of your money back. And that's exactly the kind of thing that we look at putting together for people who want to, one, protect their principal, see some growth in the amount of money that they'll be able to use for lifetime income. Because when it comes down to it, what do you need? You need income to pay your bills. Right. If you have no money to pay your bills, what do? You worry. You worry. You sit up late at night. You think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So one of the most important things I think we help people do is show them places to put their money where their money can be safe from market losses, where their money has the potential to grow when the market is up. And then when they do get ready to pull that retirement cord, they'll be able to count on a certain amount of money every month, every year, every quarter, however you want to receive it, and you'll get it for the rest of your life.
And Gary, what's the danger of not having inflation costs factored into your retirement as part of your planning?
Well, the danger is that the money you're going to have is worth less. Like I said a minute ago, let's say you start out with $100. And let's say you're not earning anything. So if you take a three-year period, the first year you have $100. Well, inflation's 10%. Okay, so inflation has eaten 10% of that 100, so you're at 90. The second year, you're at 90, inflation's 10% again. It's only going to take $9, but now you're down to 81. Okay, the third year, inflation's 10%. You're only at $81, so you only lose $8.10, but now you're down to $73. So with no growth and inflation at 10%, even though because you're the amount that inflation is affecting goes down every year, you're going to wind up with about $73 worth of buying power that you would have had 3 years ago. Now, you definitely don't want that. So you want to have some growth. Guaranteed growth is really nice where you can get it. But it's helping to de-risk part of the money that you're putting away that you've been saving for 30 or 40 years, all your life, so that when you do retire, you'll be able to afford to travel or eat or, you know, do whatever you feel like you want to do in retirement. We call it retirement your way. And that's our mission, to help you find a way to live your retirement your way with the money that you've worked all your life to save.
And the only way that can happen, where you can help them, Gary, is to take action and pick up the phone. Some of you have been listening to this talk show for a long time. What's the delay? Now more than ever, it's important to take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session with Retirement Your Way. Simply call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, we had a seminar last night at Jesse's, and I'm glad we're able to do these again. Boy, we help a lot of people think about questions that they need to ask themselves when they do sit down with their own strategy sessions or with your own planning for retirement. It's basically three rules to remember in retirement, and these are not hard. Number one, identify your risk. Know what could affect the amount of money that you could have for your retirement. One, your longevity, because we're living longer, so you've got to stretch your money out for more years. Two, risks of losing your money, and three, taxes. So identify your risks, find a strategy that helps to take care of those risks or helps minimize those risks. And then the third thing is the most important thing. Take action. Do something. Don't just sit there with your statement closed in an envelope because you think it's been growing for a long period of time. Pick up the phone and do something. Call us. Call someone else if you have to. We obviously would prefer that you call us. But pick up the phone and call in, and or just get on the internet. You know, there's a lot of information out there. You can go to our website. You can go to other places. But gain the knowledge so that you can plan, so that you get to make the choices in retirement, not that someone else can make those choices for you.
And Gary, when it comes to retirement planning, what you make now may not be as nearly as important as what you're going to have coming in after you quit working. So how do we set ourselves up to generate enough income to enjoy 20 or 30 years from now?
Well, the first thing you do is figure out how much income you're going to need. You know, when we ask people when they come in for one of our first sessions, how much are your monthly expenses? It is absolutely amazing the number of people that sit down and say, well, we don't know. Well, we think this cost us this much, this cost us this much. But you need to be able to really hone in on that number. Because in retirement, you know, and everybody says this, I'm going to be living on a fixed income. Well, you know, we've all been living on a fixed income all our life. It may be the income that we're making because we're spending every dime every week. You can call that a fixed income. It's fixed on the amount of money that you make. But in retirement, you may not be having that regular check. If you're lucky enough to have come and talked to us, you might have, and probably will have, because this is what we're going to help you do. You'll have a strategy that not only will you be able to count on your Social Security check coming every month, but you'll have another check coming in every month. And here's one important part about it. Let's say both you and your wife are working, have worked all your life. You've both reached that point where you're ready to retire. You both sign up for Social Security and life is good. You're collecting two Social Security checks every month. You know, you got your budget. You're living within your means. And then, oh my gosh, the worst happens. One of you dies. One of those checks is definitely going away. The remaining partner, spouse, will get the higher of the two, but it may not be all of the higher. So it's important to know your numbers. Know how much you think you're going to spend in retirement. Add a little bit in for inflation. I tell folks, kind of plan on inflation of about 1.5% to 2%. That's what it's been on average up until the last year here. So, you know, think about that, because all our costs as we live longer are probably going to go up a little in retirement. You know, one of the costs that we talk about very regularly with clients is your healthcare cost. And I tell people, how, you know, the best way to control your healthcare cost, live healthy. That's just, again, that's kind of common sense. You know, don't eat a hamburger, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think I saw some commercial that supposedly someone lost a certain amount of weight by eating a certain fast food every day for 15 years or so. I don't know if I believe that. Maybe they just ate the healthier things on the menu. But, you know, take care of your health. And then if you're of Medicare age, well, come talk to us. We help people look at their Medicare options every day. And that's something we added a few years ago because our clients need to be able to control their healthcare expenses. There are many wonderful Medicare plans out there, both supplements and Advantage plans. And one or the other will be right for you, depending on what you feel like your needs are. Everybody's different.
Yes. Once again, there are a lot of choices, from your retirement to Medicare, your 401ks, etc. You can get consultation by contacting Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Simply call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So, you know, we're talking about different risks that can affect your retirement, and obviously, you know, inflation, taxes, longevity. We also talk about the rule of 100. And for people who are coming in asking us, how much risk should I take? This is an old rule. You can use it as kind of a tongue-in-cheek rule. Take 100, subtract your age, and in a perfect world where you can count on some good growth, that number should, the number from, by subtracting your age from 100, will give you what some people would consider a good risk profile. For instance, if you're 65 years old and we take 65 from 100, says about 35% of your assets should be riskier assets. I'll tell you, I wouldn't use that ratio today at all because of longevity. I've been investing in the market before when I was young, and young people, yeah, that's great because you have longevity to overcome the losses. You know, I'm not going to say we're back where we were in 2008, but in 2000, 2007, 2008, we had about a 37% drop in the market, and it took several years for us to make that up. Well, that's okay if you're in your 30s or 40s and you're still working, but if you're 65 or 70 or 80 and we have another 30% drop in the market and you're invested in the market, that means about 30% of your money could be gone overnight. We watched a funny little video the other night at the seminar, and if you come to one of our seminars, you might see it again, about a young boy that's going in to put his money somewhere he thinks it's safe, and within a couple of seconds, it's poof, it's gone. Well, you know, that can happen. You can put your money in something one day, and the next day, it's worth nothing. That's a scary thought, but, you know, in the world, there are places you can put your money where you have no guaranteed return and no guarantee that it's going to be there the next day. In the strategies we work with, I can guarantee you, if you don't take any money out, the money you put in will always be worth what you started with. And we can show you how the growth rate that you would like to have could be a reality for the amount of money you want to use for lifetime income. And that's kind of what we have circled back to here. Lifetime income, having enough money to make sure you never run out of money before you run out of life.
That's right, Gary. So take action today by giving us a call, or maybe, you know, just calling us and say, hey, when's your next upcoming seminar? You know, don't be one of those people that have a hard time enjoying retirement because you're worried about not having enough money during retirement, especially when you have the opportunity to give us a call. And we'll talk to you. We won't charge you for the telephone call. And if you have any questions, we'll certainly leave those for us too. And if you have something that you'd like to hear us address on the radio, call us for that too. So maybe we can touch on a topic that you haven't heard and want to know a little bit more about.
That sounds good.
And I tell you what, next week, everybody's going to say, oh no, I don't want to talk about that. Next week, we're going to talk about life insurance. There are times in your life that you want and need to buy life insurance. But, and this question has come up for us several times in the last few weeks, there are times in your life where maybe you don't need to be paying for that life insurance anymore. We'll help you look at that and see if that's right for you.
Thank you so much, insurance professional Gary Garner and Director of Operations Vicki Miller.
Thank you, folks, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Call them for your complimentary strategy session at 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubos. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.